in this slot every other week. We get a chance for our unlisted version of the show. Unlisted with Chris Harrison and Zane Peterson, of course, as we, you know, kind of jump ahead and, courtesy of, Main Place Real Estate. How's it going?
Great.
We're back. We're back at it. Do it again.
We are.
How's the biz? Some green signs are everywhere.
They're getting out there. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's going well.
Yeah. It's interesting. You plant the seeds on things and then finally, eventually they start to sprout. And springtime is when things start sprouting. I got a text today from somebody that talked to last fall, actually, yeah. And had the house. And finally she's like, okay, come next week and we'll list it.
Yeah.
And we've got another one going on tomorrow that we did the pictures and the Matterport, the 3D walkthrough. We do 3D walkthroughs, Matterport, on all of our listings. So
okay.
when you come look at our homes, you can actually – it's just like Google Street.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the properties.
Cool.
So you can go to the corner of the room, turn around, what's it look like here? What's the kitchen look like? You can really zoom in and see a lot of detail there.
And obviously, you want your place to look the best for that, but you want it to look the best all the time, especially if you're going to be popping in. So, you know, today, I know that kind of the topic today will be when you're selling your home, best things to keep in mind as far as keeping it ready to be looked at, right?
Correct.
Do people forget this often?
It happens sometimes.
More often than it should.
Do we have some horror stories? I think. What is it? First of all, when your house is listed, how is it? Hey, we want. Do you give them a heads up you're coming by?
Yes. Yeah. And that is, you know, on a per situational basis.
If somebody's like, hey, you get a call, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to that.
Yeah. And then if you moved already and your house is vacant, then, hey, we want shown
you go,
as
you
often
go.
As possible.
Yeah.
And yeah. But if you're living there, then absolutely. And that's something where it is, you know, preparation on the seller to be ready for that because at a moment's notice. But usually we give a few hours notice. Sometimes if you have a large family and you need a little bit more prep time, then we ask for the day before notice and plan it out accordingly.
So obviously pretend you're having company over. And company is real social media smack talkers.
Right.
That you just pretend that this is the most important people you've ever had over at all times, right?
At all times.
Yes.
Seems obvious, but what are the things that get forgotten?
Pets is kind of a big one. And a lot of people have in their mind that, oh, it's just a cat or it's our dog, you know, Fido, and she's sweet. She won't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people don't like pets.
Yeah.
Especially cats. I don't.
Well, they're dumb. They're dangerous.
Right.
They're unpredictable.
And really even and dogs too. You know, what I mean, for the most part, they have their personalities, but you don't know what that dog's going to do when the family isn't home and strangers are in the dog's home.
Gotcha.
So that's an important thing to have plans made for your pets.
Gotcha. So that's the especially if they are if they shed a lot and things like that because that stuff as a dog owner. I know our place is nastier than we see. I know there's dog hair on things that we, you know, because we're used to seeing.
You're like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Probably on the clothes that I wear every day that I don't notice, like, oh, guys got dog hair. hopefully it's not too much dog hair. Bruce Jeffries with us as well, by the way.
Right?
Well, Nick's a dog guy too, so we probably wouldn't notice it on each other. But I mean, just little stuff that you think is no big deal could definitely matter.
Yes, it does. And the smell.
Jim Ashby's too. Looking to buy your house. Well, you should see what happens to his head when he's around a cat. It basically explodes off of his shoulders.
Is he allergic to cats?
Yeah.
Okay.
After a couple minutes, he totals. but that's some people are going to have that issue.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Pets and like Chris touched upon, just having a plan for that. So whether it's, you know, putting your dog in the kennel while people are in your house for a half hour, 40 minutes, or going for a car ride, take them out to the park.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
It certainly helps when selling your home.
And you don't. I mean, maybe you said kennel is in your home. So kennel your dog in your home. That's fine.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, you can't go in the back bedroom. That's where the dogs are. They got to see the whole house.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got to see the whole house. And then you had kind of mentioned like just thinking, keeping up with it. You have to actually tell people, dishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a lot of people could probably look at a house and go, hey, I can overlook your daily situations. You know, first of all, I'm terrible with dishes. So it's like, I see dishes. I'm like, that's cool. I'm glad other people have that.
Right.
But. You are going to tell them
to a more particular buyer, and a lot of buyers are. they're not going to overlook.
They're more visual. Mm-hmm. They're way more visual. Mm-hmm.
And they want to visualize it as their home,
yeah,
too. You know, the depersonalizing, that's kind of an easy one, but that's an important one. I mean, I've gone into homes before and they have like they just gotten married and they had a shrine to their wedding, you know,
yeah,
everything, you know, the jar of sand from the honeymoon and the dried flowers all in this one corner. And it was like, you got to tame it down.
So that's not even that great of an idea. Personalizing it, that doesn't make it feel more homey.
Oh no, no,
really.
No. There's a couple I worked with, and I told them, I said, it needs to look like you don't live here.
Really,
people need to walk in and say, are they even here?
Are there
anymore?
People?
Right, no. like your closets. I know what my closet looks like. I gotta push it in and close the door to get everything to stay in there.
What's all those brass horn shirts?
Suits. Yeah. I tell people to take half of it out.
Really,
like, it should look like it's half empty.
Wow.
So again, people walk in and go, oh, this is a nice big closet. They don't want to see your socks flowing out of the top drawer because they're going to go, oh, there's not enough storage in here.
So dumb question. So put stuff in storage or keep it at a family's house, like the season that it's not.
Right.
Is what you're
correct.
Telling
them. I mean, those Rubbermaid tubs that you can buy at, you know, Menards, Walmart, those are great for clothes.
You can stack those in the basement. That's a fine thing.
Yep, okay. Absolutely. Yep. The basement and the garage, we give you leeway on that and say, you know, overload those if you need.
Hey, gotcha. You know, closet space is important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing you mentioned I would have never thought of, big hunters, take the animals off the wall. Have you seen that become an issue?
Yes.
Because it might creep some people out.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is that moose looking at me?
Or there was a home that Taylor had a good story that I'll let Zane tell, but I had a home that I came downstairs and came around the corner, and there was about a 3-foot-tall bobcat sitting there staring at me. You know, it was stuffed
taxidermied,
but it was still just like, whoa, that's a cat here.
Okay.
So a big vicious cat. So
Interesting.
Yeah, and then Taylor had a story that she'd share with us just yesterday. She was showing a house. It was the evening time when it gets darker earlier, as it does this season that we're in. And they had a stuffed cub bear right as she unlocked the door, walked in the door, was trying to find the lights. Light switched on, and there's about a 3.5-foot-tall bear.
Baby bear.
Hind legs.
Somebody killed a baby bear and
right.
stuffed it.
Right.
I don't know. Is that a point of pride? Kill the baby?
I don't know
if that's legal. We won't say where that was.
Yeah, right.
Clear those out.
Yeah.
You still want to live your life if your house is posted, but you've got to be kind of conscientious of this stuff. I definitely would have not have thought of depersonalizing the home as somebody that's never sold a house or bought a house.
And a rule that I give people sometimes is a 50% rule. If you've got a shelf or the mantle above your fireplace and say you have, you know, 5 or 7 things on it, knock it down to 3.
Okay.
You know, if you've got candles and trinkets.
What if you're really attractive people, though? Isn't that a good way to look at it?
It can be distracting.
Depends. Okay, there you go. So I wonder where you're going to go with that.
Right.
I don't have that issue.
I knew where you were going.
50-50 in my house.
Exactly.
Attractiveness.
Yeah. Yes.
So, all right. I like it. And then any other?
Trash.
Garbage. Get the garbage out.
Take the garbage out before your house is being shown.
And then probably also, even if it's garbage day, you don't really want garbage at the driveway even, right? I mean, it's just the mentality. It's a weird one.
There's not much you can do about that.
No.
Just get it out of the house.
How far do most realtors go? I mean, do you think you do what most realtors do with your clients and say?
I push, but you also, you know, you've got to be conscious of, you know, what their personal wants and desires are sometimes. I had a house one time that there was a wall. It was about like this, and it had like 4 or 5 shelves on it. And I bet there were 60 or 70 porcelain Elvis busts. Elvis. Like just Elvis.
Was it Greg Spain's house?
And I said, you're going to have to get rid of
dial Elvis back a little.
Yeah. The 50% rule is more like 75 for you. So, and that was, it was somewhat received.
It's cool if it's your home and you want to show that stuff off because this is who I am. But
right.
That's not the, I mean, I think you know the stats on the quickest way to sell homes.
Right. So. The key is that it becomes distracting from someone.
Gotcha.
And they're not actually looking at the home. And that's what we want to make sure they're doing is looking at the home while we're there.
Gotcha. We've talked about those spring issues, things probably pop up a little bit more now too, right? Mm-hmm. Now things that you didn't know, oh, I guess we need to do this.
Right.
And you start seeing the house in sunlight again.
Right. The wintertime, you can get away with some of the outside stuff. Yeah. You know, the yard, there's no grass in the yard, and the leaves are piled up in the corner. As it starts to warm up, the grass gets green. You got to scrape the leaves or rake the leaves out of the corners and just get things tidied up a little bit.
So, yeah.
But spring is very much around the corner. I mean, it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, we actually can believe that it's coming now.
It is. The days
sun
are
is up
long.
A little later. It's gloomy and white and gray today again, but the days are coming. Main Place Real Estate is your Facebook page if anybody wants to reach out. Is there a good place to go find these tips? Like before they even bring you in, somebody wants to have the house looking as good as they can. You know, where would you send them?
Sure. So actually, we're going to be doing more Facebook Live too and some YouTube videos. Last night we did a Facebook Live on kind of what is the home buying process. The next one we're going to do is getting your home ready for sale. So just watch our Facebook page. Watch our YouTube channel. We're going to be putting some more content there.
And then we'll feed it over to our website.
So, I mean, you get a pretty good idea. How many houses do you say you've got on the market right now?
I think are we at 18 right now?
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm.
A couple and just went pending, though. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A good problem to have.
It really is. Somebody today asked me, he said, where are you at? And I said, well, we just had a couple that went off because they went pending.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you got to keep chasing that.
Are there a couple hundred even on the market around here right now?
Yeah, we're in the mid-fours.
Okay.
Which Total, is low, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
But it's starting to pick up today. There's, I think, before I left my desk and came over to the studio here, there's 7 houses.
Oh, really?
Today.
7 new listings.
New listings. So
all right.
Starting to pick up. Seasons.
And this is the antsy season, kind of ready to move on.
But it is.
Got to get your joint ready to go first.
Right. Absolutely.
Perfect. So. Anything else you want to touch on? We get it all?
We've got one last competition on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah. This is a charitable one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Promote the Herald and Review Reader's Choice Awards. And is that not where it came from? It's just on your page?
No, this is
I must I saw people talking about it. I thought it was whoever got more votes there.
This is a Chris and Zane competition.
Your own competition.
On our
Facebook poll.
Why did I think it was Reader's Choice? Okay.
Well, we were both nominated in the Reader's Choice.
Yes.
And, you know, we would have had to arm wrestle or do something really silly to get behind one of each other there. So we were like, let's just compete. And,
okay, I see.
And we're competing for a couple good charitable causes, Boys and Girls Club, which Bruce Jeffries sitting next to me here.
It worked out perfectly.
It did.
And so if you vote for Zane and I win, Chris will be writing a check to the Boys and Girls Club.
And, that's Bruce also wins because if Zane's writing the check.
I win.
Yeah, it's going to the United Way.
That's correct.
Who funds the Boys and Girls Club.
They fund a lot of entities in the community.
Absolutely.
So it'll go to the community.
So Bruce has to not look super selfish. He wants 100% of this check.
No, I just appreciate you guys just
that's cool.
willingness to be involved. You know, that's what you just love about this community when you just don't even know who does things sometimes. And I seen this post on Facebook and Zane tagged me in and I just thought it was pretty cool. And so
I'm rereading it now, still thinking that it means the Reader's Choice. Yeah, I see though. You are having the poll though.
Yeah, they're having the poll.
Correct.
So go out and vote for Zane though.
So what you do is you go you go to the Main Place Real Estate Facebook page and the side and the Zane right there.
Yep.
That's where you click.
And Zane needs votes because he's behind.
Although Chris's mom did vote for me.
I like it.
He's telling the truth too.
All right. How do you vote? So I'm on the post. Is it on the side? Where am I going?
Yeah.
Oh, you just click on the person. Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
I just inadvertently voted for Chris.
Oh, you got to change
not
that.
Inadvertently.
Oh, yeah, Eric. Oh, man. I've been on the show.
I haven't
like,
called on the PC yet, so.
I've been on like show 300 or 400 something. Come on, man.
It'll let me switch it right away.
Come on now.
I'll log my vote privately later.
Different from Illinois,
need a recount?
In Cook County, you can only vote once here.
Oh, so. Once ever.
Once per day or?
Once ever. It's just a poll. Yep. So we've had fun with it. It's in, you know.
It's 52% to 48% right now.
Well,
what are the total votes? Go on total votes. I think we're like 150 votes. You click
150 votes.
Oh, maybe it won't show you the actual
probably
count.
Not. Oh, no. If I click on it, it does tell you everybody that's voted, and Chris is up 6 votes.
Well, he should be up 5 because I just casted mine.
There we go.
And then I'm going to go out here and I'm going to co-hoax Brett. I've seen two people sitting upstairs.
It did not work out very well for Chris that Bruce is in the house at the same time.
I got a few
I didn't know you guys were coming in today.
I got a few left.
Nick, I think they need you on Team Chris Nick. Here to balance it out.
Come on, brother.
My vote's for sale.
Oh, I bet it is.
What's
your address? Where do you live?
Yeah, I got
25, 35,
35, 45. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, did anybody bring Nick's favorite candy bar?
What is Nick's favorite candy bar?
I don't know.
Udox.
There you go.
Perfect.
Oh, anytime.
I think Chris just lost that vote.
Ah, yeah, go on.
All right, good stuff. Unlisted with Chris and Zane. Main Place Real Estate. Check out their Facebook page. Get to the website. The Facebook page is where you can... go log the vote for them as well. And then and while you're at it, vote for, they're both up for Reader's Choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you up together as a spot or individually as well as Reader's?
Individually, we were nominated. And to be honest, we have not campaigned that.
That's okay.
It saves an advertising call, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So we decided to put our money into the charities, and whether it's Big Brothers Big Sisters,
that's
fine. Way, we've had some fun with it.
So. Yeah, Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club, yeah.
I used to do that all the time.
We all do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You don't.
See, that's why you're getting United Way.
Just trying to help kids.
That's right. That's true. 24 and counting. Thanks, guys. Anything else you want to hit on?
That's all.
That's Unlisted. Chris Harrison, Zane Peterson. Good to see you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Boy, you know who'd win in a hair competition. But look at that. Look at that. Look at that flow on Zane's head. It's not even to make fun of Chris.
Yeah.
Zane might win the whole city.
There are some days that thing's like,
is it getting a little out of hand?
Tall. Like it just goes up and back, and it's got.
I feel like when he
you're
walks,
not too far behind him though.
No, mine won't do that stuff.
Yeah, you just need a little bit more mousse at the top.
Yeah, I don't know what'll make it stick up. It's just I just have scarecrow head.
That thing just flows. How long is that? The front.
I don't know.
We call that a quaff, and that is a massive quaff.
I'm a little jealous. I'm almost over here with Chris.
Yeah, not that bad.
You got to keep it low and tight.
It is what it is. My son is 11 right now, and he's more closer to Zane right now.
Yeah,
he likes making comments about mine, and I said, look at Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Look at me in college and even until I was, you know, into my late 20s.
Yeah, you know what the future holds.
It's coming your way, son. So let it grow as long as you want to right now.
The boys of Main Place Real Estate, fun stuff. Every other Tuesday, they'll be with us as well, the first Tuesday of March.